Morning, y'all. My name is Miles Clark. I'll be going through the morning brief for today. It's Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. In terms of performance, major markets, and really the names we typically look at in the red for the last 24 hours. Sure, everything declined from a pure performance perspective, but really not too much in the way of charts, which we'll take a look at in just a moment. Gold up just under 2% for the last 24 hours, followed by developed markets, which continue to flex their muscles on the global stage. Russell 2000 pretty much flat on the day, rounding out the top three. Towards the downside there, the S&P 500 off about 40 bips for the last 24 hours, followed by longer duration bond fund TLT down about 72.72% for yesterday's action. Like I mentioned, really not too much in the way of chart action for the day, so it was some work finding some stuff to talk about this morning. Regardless, we'll start off here with the NYSE high low indicator. This one's a more near-term indicator, moves around a little bit more frequently. But point being, with yesterday's action, we continued higher in our respective column of X's. Still not at 2025 highs on this chart, but regardless, moving above that kind of blue shaded 70 mark. So we are seeing markets, at least in the near term, really rally higher. We've seen that through the 10-week. We've seen that through, just absolute pictures as well, with a lot of these stocks up on stems off 2025 lows. So we are at a bit of an inflection point, I would say, where we have to decide, hey, where does support come in for a lot of these stocks after such a swift near-term improvement? So that's going to be something to watch, just broadly speaking, as you're looking at charts around the platform, I would say. Next, we can talk about gold, which was the best performer for the last 24 hours. GC backslash moved higher on its default chart, returning to a buy signal here for the first time since, let's see, when is that, April or so. Point being, nice hold of kind of this old resistance range. Sure, we did move past it, but you and I referenced a little bit ago here that kind of range of support that we had violated around 3,200 to 3,210 on our default chart. So we did violate that, but ultimately kind of reclaiming that level. We'll see how stiff that point is that we want to kind of defend in the near term. But regardless, we'll watch here that level towards the downside, and then a couple of levels towards the upside around 3,330. That's the next level of resistance. And of course, we've got those range of all-time highs around 30, 3,420 to 3,430 on our default chart for GC. Speaking of gold, miners also doing relatively well so far this year. GDX as a representative is up around 44% in 2025. Regardless, we are off those highs for the year so far, kind of down into the right action forming in the near term, if you will. But regardless, the fund still has a strong fund score, maintains its positive trend, and is above the middle of the trading band here, kind of above that 50-day. So if you are looking to be a bit more offensive with your gold or commodities exposure, you could look towards miners. We're going to be watching a reclaim of that resistance around 50 bucks there for GDX in the near term. All about gold here. So talking about from physical gold now to virtual gold, we've got Bitcoin. The default chart is a 5% chart here, but I knocked it down to a 3% chart just so we could see a little bit more action. I think this also does a pretty good job of showing where that overhead resistance level is. Bitcoin has had quite a productive rally off of those 2025 lows, kind of in the mid 70,000s or upper 70,000s there per coin. Regardless, we did get a rally back up to around 105 on this 3% chart here. And again, rally back up to resistance on the default chart as well. So again, we're seeing that resistance level around 105 into kind of 108 really be a bit stout. So we're going to have to watch how Bitcoin does. Of course, Bitcoin's a pretty good proxy for risk on trading as well. So if Bitcoin is doing well, you're going to see kind of tailwinds into technology, consumer discretionary, things along those lines. So going to be watching this test for Bitcoin around all-time highs. Lastly, was looking around for stocks that had notable action over the last 24 hours. Eli Lilly, LLY is a 2 for 5er, return to a buy signal on its default chart here. Regardless, though, we're still at poor attribute name, so still a 2 for 5er. Not going to be looking for long exposure. If anything, we'll take the return to a buy signal or any subsequent rally back up to the middle of the trading band as an opportunity to cut exposure towards the downside, looking towards 720 and then ultimately around 680 in between there. Really a lot of support, but it's not going to be one that we're going to be looking to buy even with that support. So again, look for opportunities to trim this one. One, if you're really itching to get rid of it, you can do so on the buy signal, but we don't have any resistance until the top of this range. So I would see maybe if we get a thrust back up to where there and you can get yourself a better price. Next, healthcare just in general has been relatively poor. Won't focus on this one for too long, but XLV, which is a cap-weighted healthcare option for you. XLV has a 1.13 fund score. Very similar picture kind of to Lilly there. Remains on a sell signal in a negative trend. Nice support below. Kind of bidding it up around 2025 lows, but the kind of the longer term picture is relatively weak. So again, path of least resistance in healthcare is is lower. That's a lot of it due to UNH, poor showings from Eli Lilly, which we just looked at, and so on and so forth. So again, avoid healthcare for now. All right, that'll do it for me here. Hope everyone has a good one, and we will see you again tomorrow.